Thursday night, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Adar Aleph. Actually, it's Yud Aleph already, technically. And we're going to learn a few minutes of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Thursday night, we're in Siman Nun Beis about Brachos. And we'll up to Sif, I think, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, actually. Yesh Minei Perish Adarkam Bakach Shenem Esbashos Volom Al Ilon. That they never ripen. Very interesting. They never ripen on the tree. I don't know anything like that. Maybe they don't ripen on the tree. But you take them off the tree and you put them in straw or hay. You put them in something, I guess, and that
ripens.
The heat
ripens them.
Yeah. So do you know anything like that?
What?
Offhand, do you know anything like that? What?
Mangoes.
Mango.
Take them up green and you put them in hay. It heats them up.
And it wouldn't ripen on the tree.
It could, but it'll get like unevenly ripened.
Valyadei kach mizbashin, and that's how they ripen. Kegoin, he gives examples. Agosu maktanim, small pears, he says.
Yeah. Right.
Kivin shadarka bakach, so again, if that's the normal way and that's how they grow, so that's how Hashem created them, so to speak. So you make a bor priyates even though they didn't ripen on the tree.
There's a different reason they take them down. As they become green, the birds don't attack them. The moment they start to get sweet, the birds get to them.
Uh-huh.
So they take them out and cook them.
I don't know if it makes a difference. That's not what he's talking about here. But the same idea, I guess, if it's part of nature. In other words, even though in Sif Yud Gimel, he said that fruit that don't ripen on the tree, It's a chisaron, it's niskalkel, it's bad fruit, it's not, something bad happened to them, and you only make a shahakol. That's what he said in the previous sif, but that's when it was not natural, it wasn't normal. Here, when this is how the fruit is processed in nature, this is how it's done, so you make a bar priyate. That's a klal gadol on hilchos brachos. The optimum use of the way that's normal, or the optimum use, the primary use, that's going to be the bracha that they pick, the special bracha of Eitz or Adama. Otherwise, it's going to be Shehakol. If it's Ro'i La'achila, and if it's not at all Ro'i La'achila, then it's going to be, you don't make a bracha at all. If it's unfit to eat. Sif Tezvav, Yesh Minei Peres, a certain kind of fruit, that there's nothing edible in them. El Asraf Ba'alma, there's like sap. Betocha Chartzanim, in the seeds. Benikrom Kolin Uzvein Ruyam La'achila. El Amotzitzino, so you suck out their contents with Zorkan Aklipos, so you make a Shahakol. I thought he's describing a pomegranate.
That's what it sounds like.
But he says you make a Shahakol. No. You're sucking out the liquid. No. The pomegranate, like, that's the fruit. Is that gel, frozen gel, we'll call it. He's talking about you suck out liquid. In other words, there's a liquidy thing inside. I don't know.
Could that be a coconut?
But a coconut happens to be edible. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You eat a coconut. So let's assume for a moment. Well, I don't know, on coconut milk, he's not going to make shahakol. But that's no chiddush, because that's, you eat the coconut. His chiddush is that even if you can't eat the fruit, and all there is a liquid inside, he gives an example of something called gilder rose. So you make shakol. According to the rules, we should say you make ha'etz. This is the primary way it appears in nature. The Torah says it's a drink, it's not a food. There's a chilek between solid and liquid. And if you have a fruit, a solid, a fruit, a vegetable, then you would taka make ha'etz on dama on such a thing. But since it's a liquid, you make shakol. Fafiluhu bolea gamaklipa vagar, and even if he happens to swallow the peel and the pit also, enim avarech rak shakol. Because they're not roi l'achila. So the point here is that if the primary, I don't know, do you know anything like that? That the primary product of the growth is a liquid.
It might be cactus.
Yeah, that is that the way it is by a cactus?
Well, I'm not sure if the... I don't know if any of the stuff on the inside is edible, but if you cut it, there's water and liquid on the inside, you can drink it.
Oh, so you make charcoal?
No.
It's a milk? It's called a milk?
Yeah.
Okay, so you make charcoal. If a coconut would not be edible, you would not look at the milk of a coconut and say that's the primary product and you make oats, but you would say it's a liquid, you make charcoal. Tess Zion. This already starts. Okay. Ein mevorchen bor preis bor pri adama. Again, specialized brachas. Elok shenikor b'miksa shehu pri. When you look at it, you could tell what it is. You could tell it's a fruit. You could tell it's a vegetable. Even if it's mashed, let's say mashed potatoes, I think is a good example. Where, I don't think it's cultural, but you could tell it's a mashed potato. A mashed potato looks like a mashed potato. So even if it's totally mashed, it looks like a mashed potato. So that's what he says. That if it's mashed, but you could tell what it is. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't sound like...
Not that you need a tzura.
Right. But for the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you don't even need to know it's a potato. You just have to know it's a pre. But I think he means you know what the pre is. I will have this rasek, but if it's so mashed up or blended, you can't really tell what it is. We're going lekvar jam. Shemavastan, they cook plums. Mishizufin, they cook plums. The kitnius, they cook plums. Or kitnius, let's say beans. Sheriskom the gamri, that are totally mashed up. They dissolve totally. Mavorchan alayan shakol. I think this means even if you know what it is, like you know what it is, but they sell it in stores, and you know what it is. Now, remember that this is a machlokis. Let's look. This din that we just learned, 2027. The remark says that 2027. Let's see it inside now. Tamarim dates that are smashed. And your mamish made like a dough out of it. You make doughy type material. You make her eights. But some say to make shahakol. What does he say? So the Shibura says as follows. Some say that the only time there's a shita to make shahakol is if it's not nikar at all what it is. But by tamarim, when it is nikar what it is, everybody's modi, you still make ha'eitz. But some say that there's a machlokes, and even if you could tell what it is, you make shahakol. Okay, so the lamaisa is that you should make shahakol if you can't tell what it is. So that, like, you don't know, like applesauce. I got applesauce. You really make shahakol in applesauce. What?
A zucchini bread.
Zucchini?
Zucchini bread.
There's
any flour in it that there really is, and it's made out of zucchini. Would you make adama?
The flour is zucchini.
Zucchini don't eat raw anyway.
What, you ground up zucchini into a flour and you made a dough out of it?
Yeah, you made zucchini bread. That's kind of like cake-like consistency. And then you bake it.
You always use zucchini process. Zucchini is never eaten in its raw state. It's always either cooked or something. Or
okay.
Would that still be adama or would that be charcoal?
I would go with charcoal, but I'm not sure. What about cornbread? You see, the chitim in sorim, that's the way it's supposed to be used. So it's not, when you make them into flour, that's their primary use. So again, it's a question of the primary use. But I don't know if by corn, let's say, it's not primary use. You have a brachos book, let's see. With cornbread, I think that you do make adoma. The question is why? Why do you make adoma on cornbread? Why don't you make shakol because of this din? What?
As well. We're talking about food specific to the region, I think, how they use the food.
It's hard to make shahakol. What does he say? What does he say? How do you say cornbread? Tiros. How do you say it? I don't know how you say it. That's not fair. Tiros or lechem tiros? Tiros. Tiros al hakelach. What's that? Oh, mutrim mikemach tiros. Shakol. Mutrim means ingredients. Mikemach tiros. Tortilla. Tortilla. And kadure tiros. Corn balls. Sweet corn balls. Breakfast cereals.
Says
a shakol.
What
did you, what else did you ask about? What did you say?
I said cornflakes also.
What did you say? Avocado?
No, zucchini.
How do you, anybody know how to say zucchini in Hebrew? How do you say zucchini in Hebrew? It's zucchini with a zion? What?
Kishuim.
He never heard of such a thing. He doesn't have, he has kishuim mevushal as adoma, and kishuim memula im kemachito as mezonos.
That's how they make it. Is that how they make zucchini bread? They mix it with flour? They mix it with flour, yeah.
Depends on where you're from. My wife's from
the
south.
How do you make zucchini?
Yeah, they just make it with flour.
How do they make it? What's in the bonds together?
So cornbread, cornbread is shakol.
So why is there cornflakes they say it's adoma?
First of all, who said it is?
I don't know.
And second of all, you have to know how they make it.
But it's not nicker anyway. It's not nicker
no.
Corn.
If the
flake is nicker than it's corn.
A potato chip is called nicker. It's nicker. That's what it looks like when you fry a when you take a potato and you fry it, it looks like a potato chip. It depends how they make it. If they smash it up first. Reconstituted potatoes is shakol.
Right.
Reconstituted potatoes that you buy in the store is shakol.
So normal potatoes would
slice it up.
Be that.
I think normal potatoes would be hadoma. That's what a potato looks like.
Pringles would be shakol.
Pringles would be shakol, yeah.
Cornflake looks like a.
Okay.